But some people see them and describe them as shapers of destinies or makers of careers or source of inspiration for young people to help them find their path. Well, some other people simply call them teachers. Yesterday was World Teachers Day. And what was even interesting was the theme for the celebration. Because I saw the theme and it got me thinking and asking myself a few questions. It says, that the transformation of education begins with teachers. Now, that was the theme for the World Teachers Day. And so I asked, who is responsible for transforming the teacher? Who would transform education? I don't know if that makes any sense. So if a teacher is supposed to transform education, or if the transformation of education starts from the teacher, who is saddled with the responsibility of transforming the teacher? We're live on Facebook and we're live on Twitter. So you can join the conversation there. You can watch, you can listen. My guest, Collins Ebokwa Echikpu, is the chairman, Rivers NUT chapter. He will be speaking with us live in the studio, so you get the chance to watch us on Twitter and Facebook Live, and you can also ask your questions. We are on at Nigeria Info on Twitter and at Nigeria Info on Facebook. You can also send in questions to us via WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. On Facebook, we have a post up there with the question for you. Should teachers... This has been a conversation for a long time, don't forget. Because teachers are seen as those who shape careers and help people shape their destinies, should they earn more than politicians? Remember, many have said, well, politicians earn so much, so many packages, welfare packages and allowances. The teachers are usually just given meager salaries, not even enough, at least the minimum wage, which isn't even enough to do too much. Should teachers earn more than politicians? Is there any part of the world where teachers earn more than politicians? Well, tell us what you think about it. Should they earn more than politicians in Nigeria? Let us know at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. Really would like to hear from you. So what sort of celebrations did we have yesterday to mark Teachers' Day? There used to be a way it used to be celebrated, and teachers do what teachers love to do, or teachers do most of the times. We know of the parades and all of that. Was that the case yesterday? Well, my guest will join us shortly and give us all of those information. But let's start off with you. Should teachers be earning more than politicians? If teachers are to transform education, who is transforming the teacher? School is on now. You've sent your kids to school. Especially in the primary and secondary schools. Some of the primary and secondary schools, teachers even don't have what tools to work with. Let's not forget. Even in private institutions, some teachers are, what, overused or taken advantage of. Not to mention the quality of individuals we now employ as teachers. All these are questions that hopefully my guest would address when we start off the conversation proper with him. But let's open the phone lines and hear your thoughts about this. Teachers, politicians, should teachers be earning more? Should they be treated better than we treat politicians in the country? If yes, then you have to tell us why. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Don't forget, lecturers at the tertiary level have also been complaining about their pay. Professors talking about how little they receive, while politicians earn humongous amount of monies. The politicians, on the other hand, have come out to say, we don't really earn as much as you think. We earn as most 500,000 thereabout. But when you look at the allowances, that's where we have other questions coming. People say the allowances are humongous. I don't know how true this is, but we've heard that lawmakers, for instance, have newspaper allowance running into millions, wardrobe allowance running into millions. Some, I've heard, even have pet allowance. So you see, All right, let's go over to the phone lines. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yeah. To answer your question, if teachers should be well remunerated better than the politicians, the answer is emphatic yes. And it's not. We don't need to argue about this because every other professional is produced by the teacher, including the politician. You asked a question: is there any country do we have climes where teachers are well paid, better paid than politicians? Of course. We have example of Finland, we have example of Germany, and some other countries. So what should be asking is, should teachers be much more valued than the politicians? And again, like I said, the answer is obviously yes. When you compare what the teacher does and what the politician, particularly the Nigerian politician, does, Andrew, I do not know why somebody who whose job is to say yay or nay, just to say yay or nay, take home pay will be better than that of a teacher who takes time to research, who takes time, to impact, to inculcate knowledge. I just don't know, how somebody whose job, like I said, the senator, in my view, does no other job than to answer yay or nay. Particularly in this part of the world. So if it is to answer yes or no, Andrew, you can do that, I can do that. But you and I cannot, except maybe we are trained to be teachers, we and I cannot just walk into the classroom and begin to do what the teachers, what the teacher does. So, we should give attention to our teachers. We should pay them well. We should value them much more than the politicians. And I think that is what any caller should be telling you.
All right, Henry from Woji. Good morning. 0817-923-0007. Again, 0817-923-0007. He says that's what any caller would tell. Would that be the case? Remember, these politicians also play important roles. The yay or nay that they shout are for laws and acts that shapes our daily lives, that shapes the direction of our country, and that in turn influences or affects our lives and the decisions that we make and the things that we do as well. So, importantly, these two people play a critical role in society. But have teachers gotten the fair share of respect that they should get? Are they respected enough? I mean, if you told somebody, I want to be a teacher, they look at you as the profession, it's not one that attracts a lot of young people. Not to mention the fact that we now have quacks in the business. We have institutions who just, find cheap labor and take anybody in, and then overnight you're a teacher and you're teaching 3, 4, 5, 6 classes. Leighton Barry is calling from Bori. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ifeanyi Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yeah. As regards to the question you asked, I think it's very important to us in the society, because if you don't ask this question, a lot of people don't understand the role and the importance of teachers in the lives of humans. And so it is very paramount for our people to really understand the value and what we need, the way we need to take teachers, mostly when it comes to their well-being and or their welfare. Because I see that for a politician to stand in the House of Assembly or National Chambers to address people, it is the teachers who put you in that standard. And the politicians fail to understand the role of teachers in the society, which I must say that if the present government is overlooking anything regarding to teachers or lecturers in the country, they should know that they are doing us more harm than good. Because if these people are not part of us, I don't think our children, the society, will be more exposed to the global level the world has become today. Because it is the teachers that made us to understand. They read, they write novels. In fact, they go for research for them to impact more in us. So please, I want to advise governments, to take teachers, lecturers, more important than politicians. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Leitambari from Bori called in there. And you could hear his position on the issue. It's understandable. How do we regulate this? How do we see that this narrative is transformed? If you're saying, according to the theme for the World Teachers Day, if you're saying that teachers are the ones to begin the transformation of education, a man who does not feel respected or who doesn't get the emolument that he deserves or the welfare that should be given to him, how is he expected to carry out his job? Remember, the teachers tend to spend more time, especially at the primary and secondary level, they spend more time with our children. They are the ones that are mostly with the kids, Mondays to Fridays. I mean, parents only get weekends, and even on those days, some parents are not available. So you would expect that we get the standard and quality, you know, from our teachers passed on to our kids. It's almost like saying a similar thing for the police. You know how many have said, well, the police should be earning more because they're putting their lives on the line. But instead, politicians are earning more than the police officers are earning. And think about it, the constables, and these are the people who are there just in front, and they earn really less. So how do you expect them to survive in an economy as this one, to function and protect lives and property? So when you look at that situation, and the fact that that constable, that police officer, that politician went to a primary school at one time, went to a secondary school at another time, and then went to one of the universities and graduated and became what they became. And now they are respected. Someone would expect that where they are coming from or whoever was responsible was behind that process should also gain or get that much level of respect. Unfortunately, you and I would agree that if you look at the current situation, there are many people who would not happily say they want to be teachers. Why is that the case? Well, my guest will be joining us. We have to go on a short commercial now, but the conversation continues when we return. Remember, the question is up there. Teachers, should they earn more? Should they be valued more than politicians? Well, you can send us WhatsApp messages 0809-030-6416. You can also join us live on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. My guest, Mr. Collins, is the Rivers State Chapter of the NUT. He's the chairman of the NUT River State Chapter. Will be joining us shortly. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, it was Teachers Day yesterday, and well, we're still basking in that euphoria. The theme was the transformation of education begins with teachers. And today, we have a question we've put up already on Facebook. Teachers and politicians, should teachers earn more? Should they be more respected? I would like to get your opinion on it. We've got a few callers contribute and tell us what they think about it. Our guests, unfortunately, would not be with us in the studio for some reasons. So I would have to apologize because we already had promised that he was going to be here to have this conversation with us. But unfortunately, that is not going to happen. Maybe another time. Well, hopefully. But that does not mean we would not continue with the conversation. We definitely will. And an important thing I was hoping I was going to speak with my guest about, I'll just bring to our notice, that is the quality of teachers that we have in our schools. Teachers, for many times, have said that they are not given the respect that they deserve. They are not given the welfare that they deserve. They are not treated as they ought to be treated by government and other people in the position of power to provide these things for them. But have we questioned the quality of the teachers that we have in our various institutions? Daniel from Abia State is on the line. Hello, Daniel. Good morning to you. You're welcome.
Good morning, my brother, Ifeemi Andrew.
You are welcome. Talk to us. You're welcome. Go on.
Abia State. Yes. My take on this issue is that those that are leading us, I mean the politicians that find themselves in our office, our lawmakers, they have made the system in a way that nothing matters any more than politicians, because they make the law. Yes, maybe, but not governors, president, but of course, politicians are the lawmakers. It is only for themselves and to no other profession. Let me tell you, early 70s, I am an old man. If you ask us what we will be, we will tell you the best thing one can be in life is a teacher, to teach. We place them on high with the greatest regard for them. But today, what are we seeing? Even my children that are in school now, if you ask them, after your studies, would you like to be a teacher? They will tell you, they will tell you, capital, no. And even just like the police now, when we were young, we were even eager to be a policeman. But that of the police is on their own because they have spoiled their own system. But let us focus on the teachers. So our politicians have made it. Those governing us, they are the politicians. They have made it in a way that teachers have no regard. We now hear teachers are rewarded in heaven. If once teachers are definitely in heaven, you have to eat to live before going to heaven and work out what will take you to heaven. Actually, they have brought teachers to nothing. I think if teachers are to earn salary, they are supposed to earn more than the politicians because they taught them in school. Let me stop here. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Daniel. Well, agreed. From your perspective, you seem to expect that, well, because they thought. But should teachers be getting what they're asking for based on the fact that, oh, we're the ones that taught this person? Let's say, for instance, a teacher teaches, a doctor went to school. Can we not have the conversation and say, well, a doctor should earn more than a teacher? A teacher should earn more than the doctor, whose job is to save lives? There are many angles if you want to bring up an argument about it. But my focus now would be on the quality of teachers that we have in our various schools. We've seen core members become teachers. I did my NYSC, and in most of the times they post you to schools, some private schools, and that is where you see these private institutions use core members as teachers. Should we even consider the thought? Is that something that should happen? I know that you have to go to do your teaching practice and go to College of Education. Like, to be a teacher is something you learn. But is that the case these days? Don't forget that in Kaduna State, we had thousands of teachers that were sacked by the government. In fact, another time, a test was given to some of the teachers to write and saw that most of them could not pass that test. The question is, those teachers would also be demanding for better welfare, true or false? Uche is calling from Mboba. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Andrew, before we talk about the quality of teachers, Let me tell that teachers are supposed to earn decent salary. They're not even paying any more than politicians. There's something different. Are you getting me? For example, now, do you know that I'm a teacher? Do you know that my allowance for the month is $2,150? If you divide it by 30 days, that's about $21 for 3 square meters a day. That is if you are just a bachelor and don't have a family. So you can imagine how ridiculous it is. The teachers do the work. Do you know what it means to write lesson notes, consult, go to the class and teach, facilitate learning? The children will ask you questions. You try to put them through. You mark register. You fill the diary. A lot of things are done in schools by the teacher. We take care of the children, like they say, he who parents the child builds the nation. A lot of things that are doing. But imagine politicians, they are drop allowance, municipal allowance, runs in millions. One time last year or so, President Buhari signed CSS for the teachers, that teachers are professional, that they should be earning the salary. Where at least a minimum of 1 to 200,000 to pay to the new teacher. But our governor's refused, especially our own governor in the state, said it's a cost crisis. To pay a teacher $200,000 you can imagine after all the effort that teachers go through. Now a lot to be teachers. Now if you talk about the quality of teachers we are talking about, it's because of the system that's making it like that. But if you have very good teachers that teach the children and make sure that the children level that go to next, if the teachers are well paid, you cannot control the quality of teachers. That's the problem. The teachers are not well paid. People run away from the profession, so everybody comes in. Are you getting my point, darling? So you can check it out. TSS has been signed by President Buhari. I think that was last year or 2020. Yes, teachers should be recognized as very good professionals as others. But the governor resisted it. This is very funny. How can you pay a man 71 naira a day for his meal? How much is the place of this to be? It's
close,
my dear.
All right, Uche from Mbaba, thank you. Alozie is calling from Omuma. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Andrew, you just meant that teachers are supposed to be paid more than politicians. And I know you will not undermine the fact that these people on a daily basis are instilling morals on us. Before you become a politician, it is through the impact of a teacher, the moral they instill in you, how they reshape you to become a responsible person to the society. Before you become a medical doctor, you undergo some processes from teaching. And if I am in the position to take decision, the people to pay most, I will pay the primary school teachers. And you need to go to some of our primary schools. You see how they nurture these people. You see how they waste time to talk to these children. You will explain and re-explain. We started teaching practice. I went to, that was basic school. But after this, they tell your uncle, we don't understand. So you explain and your uncle, we don't understand. You listen. At the end of the day, you start having headache will come. So private school teachers are doing more, far better than our lecturers. Our lecturers are doing the finishing point. Secondly, you said about the we don't have adequate teachers. How many times is government making provisions to create more learning for these teachers? You will see our politicians, they will go for Dubai for vacation, they will go this one for this, for that, spending our money. How many times have they made provisions to train these teachers? The provisions are not there. Even to provide necessary learning material, they are not doing it. So the government should do the needful to set a standard that will be the training and retraining the teachers to be meeting up the standards of the society we find ourselves now. Thank you, Alozie.
All right, Alozie from Omuma, thank you very much. Well, let's look at this critically, because there are other questions that I want us to consider before we jump into conclusion. A lot of us have said teachers should earn more than politicians. I think one person has said, I'm not saying they should earn more than politicians, but teachers should be, you know, should earn a decent amount for their work, which is quite understandable. The politicians, would you agree, also play a very critical role in our society, looking at the fact that the laws that guide us, they make them. And somebody could also argue that you may have been taught one thing or the other by a teacher. Maybe you went to school and you wanted to be a doctor or an engineer or a geographer or whatever it is. But you come out and you end up being a tailor or a fashion designer, a musician, and any of the other things. Somebody would ask then, was that an influence from the school I went to, if we are to critically look at how our education system is designed? Some people would even say, well, if you say our teachers taught us how to be disciplined and all of that, what do you then say about parents at home? There's even the argument that, well, these days, the schools that we have, the teachers that we have, do not operate like what it used to be in the 70s and in the 80s and in the 60s even, where you would say some of these disciplines were instilled in you. But these days, people even point to the church, point to the family. That's where it should all start from, isn't it? So if all of these conversations are in place and people are asking all of these questions, and also considering the fact that some people who are politicians today did not study to become politicians, some people out of inspiration, desire, etc., chose to be politicians because they want to perhaps save their society or help mankind or help develop their country. And they now are in a position where they make decisions that will shape our society, which makes what they do very important as well. For that reason, before you give a man, they say, if you're going to put a man to be in charge of resources, at least that man should be well fed, so he's not tempted to steal. Could that be the idea behind why politicians earn what they earn? And don't forget, these politicians have also said that they do not earn as much as we think. Even if questions have been raised about their allowances. David is calling from Yenagoa. Good morning, David.
Yes, greetings from Yenagoa, Ifeanyi Andrew.
You're welcome.
What really prompted me to call was the last question you were asking. With respect to the fact that, according to you, the politicians, they play a very critical role in our society. If you ask me, I do not think they play more critical role than the teachers. As a matter of fact, even the politicians we talk about are being taught by the teachers. And if you ask me too, the critical role the politicians they play is just to amass more wealth for themselves, gather our collective wealth for themselves, earn more money even more than the teachers. For me, I think the welfare of teachers should be a paramount concern to anybody. In agreeing with the quote of Malcolm X, he said, education is our passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. If that postulation is very correct, then I don't think anybody should play with the welfare of a teacher. They are supposed to earn a better living, good accommodation, so that when they come out to impart knowledge, their mental ability is very sound. It's not a teacher standing before you. He's teaching you, he's thinking of what the children will eat at home, or he's thinking of the next house rent he wants to pay. No, sir. Please, government should do well to increase the welfare of teachers.
Good morning, David. Good morning. Thank you. Walter from Rukwoku on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Finn.
You're welcome.
Yes, there is no two ways to talk about teachers to receive more money than the politicians. There's nobody that will say that teachers should not be paid more. Because all of us went through teachers. If you are not taught in the school, you cannot be a politician. So the problem we have is that the people that created our constitution they have not made welfare, good welfare for teachers. That's the problem we have. If there's a provision message so great from this level to the other level, this is the money they will pay them. Wouldn't there have been this problem? But the teachers and the politicians, the money they get, they are all have been guided. So even when you are saying that they are making money, this and that, I don't look at it that way. I look at them that they are looters. They loot our money. The welfare they are giving to them, is it enshrined in the constitution? They will go there and make it by the way to shoot them. So that is the issue we have. So there is issue for us to identify these issues is for federal government to come to a round table, go into our constitution, go to it, look at the way to empower the teachers. Like somebody said, no training for them. Like the other day, I called one boy. He has finished his school, sir. I asked him in a paper, what is question sign? He cannot define it because he don't know what is question sign. Because he was not.
Hello, Walter.
Yeah. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on.
Yes. A secondary school boy who finished his school cannot know what is question sign because he was not taught. Teachers have not been going for training. They are supposed to be going for training. Those packages should be there for them. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Walter. And as to teachers' welfare, which the conversation really is, the Federal Executive Council, if I take our minds back to sometime in April this year, the senior special assistant to the president, Madam Garbashehu, issued a press statement that the president has assented to 4 bills passed by the National Assembly, including Harmonized Retirement Age for Teachers in Nigeria Act 2022. Fast forward, the Federal Executive Council had in January 2021 approved a new bill to increase the retirement age of teachers in the country. And that bill was what the president, you know, transmitted to the National Assembly in June the year. And Section 1 of the Act clearly states that teachers in Nigeria shall compulsorily retire on attainment of 65 years of age or 40 years of pensionable service, which is earlier. While the provision of Section 3 of the Act provides that the public service rule or any legislation that requires a person to retire from the public service at 60 years of age or after 35 years of service shall not apply to teachers in Nigeria. Now, this is where it's very interesting. Sometime in 2020, to be precise, October 5... it was during the commemoration of World Teachers Day, like we did yesterday. The president at that time was represented by the Minister of Education, Malam Adamu Adamu. He unveiled the president's new welfare package to teachers. Highlights of the text of his speech was the special salary scale for teachers. Very important. I want us to draw emphasis on there. The special salary scale for teachers in the country, a special pension scheme to enable the teaching profession to retain its experience and talent, as well as extend teachers' retirement age. Now, fast forward to just yesterday where we had Teachers Day this year. This was the demand from the teachers. Some of the teachers spoke through their union. And what are they asking for? That the president and the governors implement the new welfare package promised 2 years ago. So for those who perhaps had thought that, oh, the president said this, because I know the excitement that came with it at the time, to think that 2 years later, that package still has not been implemented, which means teachers are not, their welfare is not attended to as it ought to be. Now we begin to ask questions and wonder. So if transforming education would start from the teachers, yet they don't have what they need to function properly, how can education really be transformed? We can argue back and forth. By the way, on social media, we'll get to your comments there for those of us who reacted to the question about whether or not teachers should earn more than politicians, looking at the jobs that they do. But when you look at this particular theme for this year, How can teachers effectively transform education in a country like Nigeria if 2 years after a welfare package was promised, it is yet to be implemented? Not to mention states that have free education policies, but teachers don't have overhead to run school activities. They can't get monies to buy markers or chalks. In fact, in some of the schools, they don't even have desks, which make it very difficult for them to teach these kids that are sent to them by parents. I'll take some of your comments now on Facebook. Well, if you're wondering what we're talking about, yesterday was World Teachers Day, and we're looking at the World Teachers Day and teachers' welfare in the country and in River State as well. Remember, the call by the teachers is the state governors, which means the state governors have not implemented that special welfare package, as well as the president. So it's not just a state something, the federal government and the state government yet to implement. And at the tertiary level, I mean, we all know what the story is. Our lecturers are on strike. Let's just take a few of your messages on Facebook and WhatsApp before we wrap things up. Tony Ebedi says, my brother, not only the states, Nigerian government has completely failed teachers at all levels, forgetting all of them in government. Today, they were all thought by teachers, yet teachers are the most underpaid professionals in the country. Someone says, from Victor says, I think the government should take the responsibility of transforming teachers. The government should organize seminars at the end of every term to upgrade their knowledge and skill. More so, the teachers shouldn't earn more than the politicians, but government should take proper care of their welfare, and they should earn well. However, the salary of the politicians should be reduced so that other bodies would not feel marginalized. I'm pretty sure the police should be included in that circle. Good morning. What sharpens the teacher is the system he or she was raised. Culture, religion, and political system all determine the mindset of our teachers. In the missionary days, when schools were run by few churches in town, teachers and society were better than what we see now. Teachers of that time were equipped morally from their religious background, with which they used to teach citizens to run our society. So we must first reset our minds, overhaul our religion and religious and value systems, and bring back common sense and sanity in our society so that people can occupy their rightful places in society. Okay. On WhatsApp now, just take a few of your messages there. That was from Facebook. This person says, just a minute. Even animals know that teachers are important than politicians. Without teachers, you wouldn't even have politicians, because what made politicians is their qualifications, and their qualifications came from teachers. Well said. But then there are people who never went to school and never had teachers, but then they were geniuses and they did amazingly well. There are many people who did not go to school, did not have teachers as per classroom setting, but they are still doing wonderfully well in their careers and whatever choice of life that they made. This one says, yes, teachers are supposed to earn more. Teachers do a great job in facilitating learning. He who trains the child builds the nation. And one more before we go. This one says, the politicians have no significant value to me. Well, that's how we draw the curtain. Thank you very much for your time. Once again, apologies for our guests who did not make it here to be with us on the program. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Jude is coming in with Hello Port Harcourt to enjoy the rest of the program. Good morning.